BWA. Monitoring.
You read or false?
Hoping to get a response back. And thank you there, Bob. How you doing?
I'm coming back from Home Depot. I had to pick up some copper pipe to make a radial plate for my vertical there.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm completely reworking my shed. I've found a cabinet that is suitable to my needs, and I've pretty much got all of my radio gear in it, including this 2 meter. Would you mind if I switched over to another radio real quick to see how it's doing?
No, go ahead. I've still got about 2.5-3 miles to go, so go ahead.
How does that sound now?
No wise and everything, it sounds about the same. This one sounds a little bit lighter, but I mean, not enough to really, not enough to make a difference. But it's a little bit lighter, but not much.
Well, good. Might be the way I've got the gain set on the two different radios. Well, that's good. So I got all my 2 meter working. All I got to do now is finish setting up a FT8 for my 991, and then I got a 950 that I'm actually thinking about trying to set up a beverage, make it a monitoring or a receive-only radio.
That, and, well, all you got to do is get a beverage up. If you need a coil wound, let me know.
Yeah, boss, I really do. So how's everything else going? Is it windy up there today?
Here, and we had a solid rainstorm yesterday. I just put that vertical antenna up, so I was like, well, I wonder if it's going to stay standing, and it made it through yesterday's storm, and we got some breeze today. It's a little bit chilly with the breeze, but yeah, and as far as your beverage goes, I've got the terminating resistors. I've got the little coil thing and the wire, and I might even have one or two of them already wound if you're going to build a beverage, unless you're going to go buy one.
Okay, well, that sounds great, boss. I'll probably call on you to give me a little bit of help. And the way I understand it, that beverage can run right along the ground.
Beverage on the ground, and they do work, but they do not work anywhere near as good as if you've got it about 3 feet off the ground. I had a beverage on the ground. I ended up pulling it up because it didn't really function real well. I mean, it worked, but it wasn't all that great. If you can put it 3 foot off the ground, you'll see huge difference in noise. It's a huge difference.
3 or 30?
3 feet, 1 yard.
Oh, heck, I could string it down through. It wouldn't matter if I strung it down through some trees, would it?
It'd have to be exactly 3 feet all the way, all 500 feet or whatever. You know, a friend of mine's got one that goes 3 feet all the way, and then it goes up to like 7 feet, over about 6 feet, and back down to 3 feet, so he can drive his tractor underneath there. And if you'll take you a piece of rebar, hammered in the ground about a foot, take you a piece of half-inch PVC, slide it over that, and put your T on there, cut you a little slot in the T. You can do that easily with a table saw. You can put that on top of that PVC and put one of those about every, 25, 50 feet to support the wire and just lay it in there all 500 feet. You can tack it to trees. It needs to be reasonably straight, but it doesn't have to be, you know, perfectly straight, nor does it have to be guitar string tight.
Man, oh man, I've got that covered then. That's great. All right, well, cool beans. I'll be calling on you. And in the meantime, I guess I'm going to get back on this thing. I've got some tidying up to do on wiring harnesses and fuse block covers and a couple of other things, and getting a cable in for my FT8 to go to my 991. So I got some house cleaning to do, but other than that, I'm back up and running.
And before you go buy PVC and T's and rebar, when I go out my barn this morning or afternoon, I'll check. I have all kinds of that stuff because I at one time had 4 beverages up, and I think I still got a lot of parts from them. So Let me look and see what I've got. You can have what I want, what I've got, if I've got it. I mean, I don't want to sell it. You can have it.
Listen, SCDXA is this coming Thursday, right?
Saturday, so yeah.
Okay, back at Mythos?
We'll be at Mythos, 6 o'clock. Well, I got to call her today. I have to call her today to double-check that the room's available. If for some reason their big room isn't available, I'll call Fuddruckers and we'll go next door. And then in the coming months, maybe next month, maybe the month after, I'm going to get Patrick up here to do a presentation on DMR.
Success?
I always forget Patrick's call sign, but Patrick.
Sits up at Penrose.
Yeah, he's the, I believe he's the tool guy, you know, Snap-on or one of those Mac tools, I forget which one.
Macco, yes, sir. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, I'll definitely have to get in for that. And have you ever heard Richard on here?
Oh, yeah, I've talked to Richard quite a bit. Talked to him a while back quite a bit, then we didn't talk for a while, just didn't run into each other, and then I actually just talked to him the other day, and I spoke with him on the radio. He was the one that put me on to Patrick. I was going to see if Richard wanted to do the presentation, but his health prevents it.
Yep. All right. Well, good enough, bud. Well, I'm going to back on out of here, and I'm going to get the rest of this done today. And, my honeydew list, now that the rain has quit, just got real long. So, anyhow, fun in the neighborhood. I'll talk to you later. Be careful out there. 73KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Steve, got my 3D printer running, making some parts for this vertical, so I ran out to the store while that's running. And like I said, on the fabric parts, let me know if you need something, I might have it. ND7J, 73.